Glory to God. Jesus is alive. Amen. The glory of the Lord. That's the key, the answer. The glorious Lord Jesus Christ, who's in Revelation, his head and hair white like wool, as white as snow, his eyes like a flame of fire. He's girded about the chest with a golden band. His feet are like burnished brass. Brass speaks of suffering. The glorious Lord, the Holy Spirit, Jesus the Father, so beautiful, so... Oh, hallelujah. If we can just get that... If someone just goes directly to Him and just says and thanks and says, I'm going to go persist until I find Him, they will find the one and only God Almighty. Amen. I do want to touch on something practical. How do we get the victory, keep the victory? Well, the last few messages have been about walking in the Spirit, and then also the message previous to this about Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and no one can take them from me. And no one can take them from my Father. My Father is greater than all. This is incredible, supernatural promises. But the practical thing I want to say is about our words. I have not really touched on this a lot, but Jesus speaks, right? He said, my sheep hear my voice. God speaks. Well, He made us in His image, and we speak. We can speak. Even people who, you know, are deaf and so forth, they can use sign language to speak. But we can speak. And in the Bible, it says the power of life and death is in the tongue. Numbers 14:28. As truly as I live, says the Lord. Another scripture is Numbers 14:28. As truly as I live, says the Lord, as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you. That's incredible. Jesus talked about our words. He said, by your words you'll be justified, by your words you'll be condemned. And He said, whoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt, but shall believe that those things which He says shall come to pass, he shall have what he says. You know, let's just go by what is right there in the Bible. Like, we're fortunate to have the Bible. We're so fortunate to have the words of Jesus. And so our words are so important. That's one of the ways we keep our victory. We can say things like, Jesus is my Savior. Jesus, I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit. God's with me. That's the truth, you know, if we're saved. And we can say all is well, you know. So I'm really repenting of my words that have not been faith-filled. And so let's just keep that in mind, a practical thing that we are here. Our ministry is here. Our board, we've got a great board. Jeff Adams is one of our main board members. He's in youth ministry and music ministry, very anointed. Our team, we're here for you. We want to present these things. We want to teach and build hunger in anyone who will listen for the glorious Lord Jesus Christ. The beauty of the Lord, the glorious splendor of His majesty that fills heaven and is over all the earth. And it's just so glorious, but He hides. You know, we just must continue on, persist, and just glory to God. And then we'll find, He'll show us that it is simple, that it's simple and it's wonderful and glorious. Amen.